Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it sounds a little crazy, but we're a little fast and crazy these days. Welcome to Herpy Monsters, the Sunday show, with my co-host, Jack Jodell of Saturday Afternoon Post, and Wayne Johnson, the life and minds of F. Wayne Johnson. Good Sunday to both of you guys.
Well, right back
same
at you,
Gwen.
And Jack, to you too, friend.
Yeah, same. Good to hear from you, my friend. Well, Trump was he turned the whole state of Maryland against him this past week with his crazy comments directed at the district that Elijah Cummings serves. So, what an absolute idiot.
Well, Jack, I won't say the whole state because the Eastern Shore and the Western Shore are inbred Trump-tards, and they'll also follow him. But
God,
the true voting block is the Baltimore-Washington
right.
corridor, and they never were voting for him in the first place. So, really, nothing, everything
right,
is status
right.
quo. Nothing has changed in this.
But, you know, I've never been there. I've been to Maryland briefly. I was out by the ocean once for about an afternoon. That was it. So I can't really speak from personal experience, but I know it's been said, it was said by people who do know, that the district that he was insulting and referring to as dilapidated and run down and sham
mess or
is actually not that at all. It's the median income is $60,000 a year. That's hardly poverty stricken. That's hardly welfare ranks.
Right. Look,
well,
he's just throwing out shit. He's no different than any other reality TV show. You stand up there, you say stupid shit. People are going to see tune in next week to see what else stupid shit. Like, what was that one? Better recognize redneckify yourself. Sunny, a little baby boo boo or whatever hell her name was.
Oh, guys. I mean, that's the least of it. What he said about Representative Cummings was just horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, he's using his famous "I'm rubber, you're glue" wit to impress his base.
Sick.
And I got to mention this too, gentlemen. I'm getting pretty sick and tired of the patriarchally oppressed old friggin' Democrats who are chattering about saying, well, I guess we better get another old white man to vote him down kind of thing. What cowards. What complete cowards. And you know what?
Well, I haven't heard much talking in that area, but there's a solid mass behind Biden, if that's what you're talking about.
Well, that solid mass is based on polls that take very little social media into their metric of consideration. They send out email surveys, and they call landlines. Then they send texts asking you to call back in. Now, the proper voting majority that put all the Democrats into the House in the midterms and who did a lot of the voting for Obama do not fall under those metrics. That is boomer territory. That is people who see
right.
these landlines.
Boomer, and it's women primarily, and it's minorities, too. So, and they're overlooking a lot of those people.
No, they're basing their Biden assumptions on these people. And the point is, more women have given to these Democratic candidates, and less women have given to Biden, by the way. More women have given to Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren. Did you see Elizabeth Warren bump financially those last couple of weeks?
She's great. Yeah. She's top-notch.
She is. And it's women are giving lots more money, and they're very unified. I mean, there's two groups around me here now, and I work for Warren, so I've got a Warren group, plus there's the Marianne Williams group. There are a lot of women who are out there who are absolutely galvanized. There are kids out there who are just registering to vote who are galvanized. There are millennials who did a lot of the voting in the midterms. And these people do
right.
not use landlines. They do not do email surveys from fear-based messages sent by the DCCC, knock them off their email list.
Well, then, that should serve as a notice to the Democratic Party to get on the ball and go where the action is instead of using the same old crap. That won't get them anywhere.
Well, what they've been relying on for the last 20 years is getting the free-for-all from the winning candidates' strategies of how to measure people and polls. You know, the only polls that are going to count is when voting begins. And I think to tell you, I wanted to ask you guys both this question today. Do you really think that anyone who is going to vote for Trump is going to change their mind at this point? I know people, not just Democrats, but Republicans, who will not be voting for him, that daydream about him being put under a prison. He's like most bullies, you know? He's all puff and no stay. And now Mitch McConnell. I mean, have you heard what they're calling him all over social media and tweets and the cable
Moscow
news?
Moscow Mitch.
That's
deservedly
it.
So, Moscow Mitch.
That's Twitter. That came up on Twitter. And you got to bet there's going to be some billboards in Kentucky that call him that right out loud.
Good. The more the merrier.
But he doesn't really care because he thinks he's locked in. He thinks he's got his senatorial constituency locked in because he's promised them all these new jobs are coming from the deal he made with the Russian oligarch who's bringing steel industry in. Well, won't they be surprised, all those voters, when all the Russians move in to take those jobs? And talk about your mob, people, and thugs.
Trump fits in right in with that category. Those types of oligarchs in Russia. You know, Trump's kind of an American oligarch to a certain extent.
Well, yeah, I saw where Nance on Joy Reid yesterday used the word saying, you know, calling McConnell and all of these oligarch figures that are taking over with right-wing racism or isolationist ideals through all these democracies right now. He called it communism. Well, that's bullshit. It's oligarchy.
Oh, that's insane.
Communism. Yeah, the only real communists I know are the guys who pen the damn papers and a few actual adherents to it that never get anywhere politically.
Yeah, it's insane. You know, I wanted to point out there's going to be a great show on tonight, two great shows in a row on MSNBC, and I wanted to mention them right off the bat here since we're on a limited schedule tonight. One is called American Swamp. It's Katie Turr. Penned up with another guy that they did an investigation of all the crookedness in Washington these days. It's enough to make you want to puke, and it'll be very revealing, I'm sure of that. And the other one is a special, an hour-long special on Buttigieg. They're interviewing him, so that those should be good back-to-back shows for tonight.
Very good.
Wayne, how are your neighbors around you? Your new neighbors, have you taken their political way?
Let me put it to you this way: here in my new home in Annapolis, I have yet to see. I saw one old feeble codger with "Make America Great" hat, but there is no Trump-tard, bumper
good
stickers or anything like that. I'm in the bastion of Annapolis, Maryland now, right? Which has always been traditionally more progressive,
maybe,
or at least mainstream Democrat.
Right.
And so that's one of the reasons why I moved here. I had to get away from the hee-haw Eastern Shore that still think that are Trump-tards, you know. Teabaggers, because education level there is just so low that they don't get that they're being played. by
right.
fear mongering.
Isn't that terrible?
It happens to much more
Trump
educated.
Trump is taking advantage of so many ignorant people. He's doing it with ignorance. It's just unbelievable. It's scary.
Exactly.
Well, who do you think he's going to set in? Is set in for Dan Coats over at Intel?
I saw where he resigned and stuff. Basically, he just had enough of Trump's shit. You know, let's just call it what it is.
Yeah.
You know, he says, hey, the Russians are hacking it. Trump says, oh, no, they're not. This intelligence community doesn't know anything. And yeah, we know that, you know, we did counterintelligence on Trump. They gave him misinformation and to see if it's going to show up. And it was in a week's time over in Russia, the communication channels that they tapped into and hacked into. Sure enough, there was the exact same words, though, that secret intel information, you know, he just instantly ran right to the Russians and told it to them, and they know that Trump himself is a leak of our intelligent community.
He's
directly to
up,
the pipeline of those who we're trying to keep in check.
Yeah, he's putting up a former U.S. attorney, that idiot, on the Judiciary Committee, who was trying to pound on
Mueller.
That poor John
guy.
John Radcliffe.
You know,
John Radcliffe is who he's going to put
in.
He's a real horse's ass.
You can say that again.
If you watch CNN
you can say that, but basically bottom line is, Glenn, they have no morals. It's all about keeping this power oligarchy in place. They will lie.
Yep.
They will commit treasonous acts.
It's
what it's really about. They have no moral values and loyalty to this country anymore.
It's all about their goddamn bank accounts. That's all it's been about. What it's worth here. That's all it's been about for about 8,000 years. It's time for a damn change. It really is.
Yeah.
Did you see who they installed over there? They call him Bojo in Britain, but Boris.
Boris Johnson.
He's the British Trump. Who would have ever thought?
Well,
who would have ever thought?
Exactly. He's a horse's ass. He's not exactly
big time
a Trump. He's a real.
But he's every bit as crude and every bit as rough and every bit as. Uncouth as Trump, every bit as they could be cousins.
Yeah, they could be. It was Ferdinand of Austria who said, "I am spared nothing," and I posted a picture of Her Royal Majesty meeting Boris, and I quoted that. I am spared nothing. It's like. She's been through Trump and now Johnson. I mean, the woman has had to have the house fumigated.
She's going to have to fumigate the palace and relinquish her throne, I think. She'll want to do it after this nonsense.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think the monarchy will ever leave Britain myself. But,
no, I agree. Yeah.
But I don't think the people would have it. But, I have friends who are very intelligent. Most of them are authors who are in Britain, you know, on my side of the fence. And one gal who's a very famous sci-fi writer, Liz Williams, put down her ideas of how it's going politically over there. And, you know, the British have such dry humor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What did she say?
Yeah. Well, she said, of course, that people, you know, she's not too pleased with it, but he does have a couple of good points. And you really can't compare him to that awfulness over in America called Trump. and she pointed out, too, that like in this country, as we saw this weekend on Fox News, there were black people on Fox News saying, oh, yes, he's right. Baltimore is such a ghetto. And, you know, all of that.
Oh, how pathetic.
How in Britain, many of the Indians who have been there two or three generations have become ultra-right right-wingers. They call them right-wingers over there. And, you know, not just the conservative party, because the conservatives can sort of, they're not as, you can't put conservative and labor into as many, you know, brackets as you now can the Democratic Party and the Republican Party in this country.
Right, yeah.
The Republican Party in this country stands for isolationism, racism, fascism, oligarchy.
Mm-hmm.
We all know it. It's standing, stark, staring man in our faces. And
right.
three of the top contenders that are blasting this out are, of course, Trump, but Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham.
Oh. Oh, that he's the biggest disappointment I've ever seen. I've never been fond of Lindsey Graham. I've always seen the guy as kind of a tart. He's kind of a wimp, and I don't really care for him at all, but I really detest him now, the way he's kissing Trump's ass every single day.
Oh, that's what he gets to be displayed in history in the years to come. History in the years to come are going to have all these lovely.
He will be easily forgotten.
You know, these, I doubt it, seriously, when serious historians begin to catalog this era of politics, these last two, since industrialization, you think academics are going to change much? They're going to pound on the nastiness and the underhandedness and the mystery.
Oh, yeah, they will, as they should,
and the
conspiracy.
I see more Brits that will post on Lindsey Graham saying, why doesn't he just come out of the closet and get it over with? You know?
Yeah, right, exactly. Exactly. I agree 100%. I agree completely.
I feel like such a fool. I had no idea that he was, you know, single, had been all his life and all of that. It was Jack who said, oh,
I always suspected he was. I had always suspected him of being so. It doesn't matter to me, but I just thought it would be revealing if he would actually come out and do it.
Of course not. Of course not. But for him to lay off on Buttigieg the way he has, oh, my gosh.
Oh, give me a break. Yeah, how pathetic. At least Buttigieg is he's not open about it, but he's honest about it. He's not trying to hide anything.
And that's what you call being out or open. And
right,
he trusted He trusted his city, and his city repaid him with thanks for the good job. We'll take it again.
Right.
And now millions of people in this country happen to think he would make a very fine president. My sister is one. And by the way, if she's listening in, happy birthday, Debbie. My sister's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Deb. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, and his mate is no vibrant flag waver either. He's been pretty sedate, which is fine. People shouldn't have to be the stereotypical gay and making all kinds of noise and talking funny with lisps and all that crazy stuff. That's nonsense.
Oh, honey, that's acting. There's a lot of people in the community you live in who are gay.
Oh,
or
you know,
I've
worked with gays in the past,
so
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You wouldn't know until it came up, you know, and for the majority.
Oh, I know. I've worked with a lot of gays over the years. Yeah.
I know how
they can be, and you know we shouldn't typify them because they're all individuals too. They really are.
Yes. We're all Americans. In fact, LGBT.
Yes, exactly right.
UTSYZ, the whole community is global. It's just in certain places that
exactly.
It can be absolutely avoided. I do business with a couple of gals in Moscow. I do trade out with them for some lovely semi-precious and gemstone rocks. And I send a box that's very expensive. And trade out and everything. And I've gotten to know these gals for a long time. And I kind of sussed it out years ago, but they're a gay couple. They're a lesbian couple. But they have to keep it very
very
down
quiet in Putin's Russia. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just not something.
Russian cultural norms are not as open-minded as they are in many ways.
No, they're not. Not a bit. Not a bit. He's they're not kind people, Fatsy. Or
no.
Totalitarians. Or tyrants. or, you know, whatever they are. They're just not nice folks. But in America, we've become, you know, I mean, I think it started with Archie Bunker. When America started laughing at Archie Bunker, society shifted, you know?
That was based on a British sitcom, much the same name.
Right.
It was a very, very British sitcom. And it took after that, and both shows were immensely successful in both countries.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
I think that
Bunker being a buffoon, you know, it wasn't, you know, yeah, he's right, boy, he's right. No, they held him up. See how ignorant this bastard is? He's a buffoon. That's what Archie Bunker.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, the amazing thing about that was Carol O'Connor, who played Archie Bunker, was anything but a raging redneck. He was a very, very liberal guy. And very open-minded and very well-educated, but he played it to the hilt. He did a great job. And Meathead, the son, is now very, very famous. He's aged quite a bit. He's white-haired now and fiercely liberal, and he's all over the news right now.
Yeah,
Rob
Reiner. He's been an activist for 20 years. He got on board Obama, you know?
Yeah.
He was in Obama. Like Susan Sarandon, we're not hearing much from her now. I think she's a wonderful activist. She puts her foot in her mouth sometimes. Certainly did during the last campaign, being so vocal and pushy about Sanders. But here's the thing: she stood her ground, and she has all the right ideas too. She's just stepped away from this a whole lot more than she was the last time around, you know?
Well, the field is so pregnant right now, and it needs to be narrowed down considerably, and it will be. We just have to be patient and see that it happens. And, you know, that doesn't mean we have to abandon our principles, but they've got to thin it out a little bit. It's way too full of people. They've got to settle on. They got to narrow their focus and get somebody that can definitely beat Trump.
Which
I want to interject you real quick. Talking about standing up for your principles. Of course, both of you know this. I've sent you an email, but I'll say it on the radio here. I have formerly, changed my address to here in Annapolis, and I changed my party affiliation from the 150-year-plus legacy that my family had belonging to the Republican Party, and I have registered as a Democrat. I cannot longer have my name associated with the treasonous acts, the corrupt purging of the voting rolls, the race baiting hate that my party has become. And, you know, I tried to change it within, have a voice within. And, you know, it's one of those, if you ain't with us, you're again us, you know, to quote Bush, again you.
Yep.
You know, if you're not with me, you're again me.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know,
well,
what?
Hats off to you
just,
for that decision, Wayne. Hats off to you for that. And
welcome
I suspected
aboard.
You were going to do that.
Yeah. Well,
you're too intelligent. You're too intelligent for to be a conservative Republican today.
Too well educated, too much of a critical thinking to be a Republican these days and times. Yeah, very well stated, Jack, and I thank you for that compliment.
Yeah, and thank you for the change you made.
You know, when I got his email, I thought, you know, how sad, because really. The conservative Republicans really did have some very fine ideals. And I came out of a conservative Republican family. But, you know, I grew up, my mother made sure my sister and I were Yankee girls, you know, independent.
Yeah.
And for women's rights. And, you know, it was Republican women who stood with Susan B. Anthony. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. 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 Yep.
It's a real it's a real shame what they've done to the Republican Party. I feel very
that was back in the days when the Republicans were a more liberal party before they got corrupted by big business in the late 1870s and so forth. I just did a blog on that not too long ago.
Yeah, that, right.
The Republican Party has completely abandoned its moral compass. That's up right now. And they've changed immensely over the years, and for the worse, not for the better.
I really did want to interject here before we have about 4 more minutes. What I'd really like to remind everybody is to watch the debates on Tuesday and Wednesday night.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Warren paired off
many people,
Bernie.
You know, whoever they put up to counter Trump, and I don't care if it's a crack pipe smoking monkey, that crack pipe smoking monkey is my vote.
Well, I really do truly think that the election's already been cast for the major part. It's only the trickery of the Republicans and what they'll do to allow interference, as we can see now.
Oh, exactly.
They're going to allow
The
interference.
And what
the
Russians will do. The Russians are active. We'll see what they try and do this time.
Well, there's three countries that are already active. You know, unless you're on social media,
Iran.
You don't see it. But I have already caught like 4 things on Facebook that I know are absolutely, but 2 of them have been revealed in as, troll farm. You just got to call them troll farm articles that are just pitting one candidate against another kind of thing right now. They look very realistic. You have to read your shit, man. You really do.
Well, it's obfuscation. It's obfuscation is what it is, deliberate. And it's meant to confuse the public and to get them to cast their votes inevitably for that goddamn Trump. And that cannot be allowed to happen. I will fight that till my dying breath.
I know. Well, it's much like the media spin that is going on, too, right now.
Oh, yeah.
Utter crap they are spinning. I mean, even watching Joy Reid this weekend, I'm like, are you kidding me? Come on, honey. You do better than that. I mean, everybody's so angry, too. It's like, oh, boy, here we go. It really is. There is a great deal of anger out there. That's the other thing. Lots of anger.
That's got to be channeled and directed properly. We just can't let it sit out there and fester. It's got to be channeled and channeled properly so that people will vote correctly and get rid of this scumbag criminal enterprise that is inhabiting the White House right now. That's exactly what it is. It's a criminal enterprise run by Donald Trump, his daughter, his son-in-law, and the rest of those yes-men that they have. They're all terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, it's quite true. Gentlemen, we've got very little time left, so I'm going to do some call signs here for everybody quickly and then let Jack say farewell for us. Please find Jack Jodell's post over at Saturday Afternoon Post. All you have to do is Google Saturday Afternoon Post. And Wayne Johnson's blog is the Minds and Times of F. Wayne Johnson. Just Google these sites and go on over and check out what Jack and Wayne have posted for the week. And thank you, gentlemen, for being my co-hosts on the Sunday show for so long here. I'm Gwen Berry, and Jack, will you tell everybody how to spend their week?
Yeah, just keep pushing forward, everybody. We're locked in a bunch of backward nonsense right now, and we've got to escape before we drown in it. So keep pushing forward, and thank you, Wayne, and thank you, Gwen. We'll talk to you again next week, everybody. Have a beautiful, progressive week.
Good night, all.
Thank you. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much, Jack.
Thank you.